You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A trailblazing leader in Sacramento has passed away. Former council member Lauren Hammond died unexpectedly last Thursday night at the age of 68. She was the first Black woman ever elected to the city council, where she served for 13 years from 1997 until 2010. That's on top of over her two decades of work here at the California State Senate and holding positions on a variety of boards and organizations. But Hammond was not just a public official. She also served as an inspiration and a mentor for the upcoming generations of women in leadership. Joining us to remember the late council member are leaders who also previously spent time on the city council. State Senator Angelique Ashby, who now represents California's 8th District, current city council member Mai Vang, and former Sacramento Mayor Heather Fargo. Thank you all for being here.
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, Senator Ashby, I want to start with you. You were quoted as calling the late Lauren Hammond a titan. What do you mean by that? How did you first come into contact with her?
I met Lauren Hammond because our service in the city of Sacramento overlapped by 2 weeks. She was on her way out and I was on my way in. And she helped me get a really good start, and we became friends right away. But what I mean by a titan is that Lauren Hammond is, you know, a person who was the first mm-hmm. woman to win election as an African American in the city of Sacramento. There was an African American member of the council before her, but she was appointed. So Lauren was the first to actually win the seat in an election. And I can't imagine how difficult that was and the barriers and hurdles she had to overcome. How that translates forward is for the rest of us. I mean, you have the first Hmong female on this call, too. And Lauren gave her advice and was there every step of the way with her. For 7 years, I was the only woman on the Sacramento City Council. So people like Mayor Fargo, who you have on this call, and Councilmember Lauren Hammond helped me. And so we were all less alone because we had Lauren Hammond in our lives.
Yeah. And when it comes to that lone position that you've experienced as an elected leader, I mean, that continues also in the current work you're doing. You're the first woman that was elected to this district in the state Senate. Lauren Hammond also had, you know, experience in the state Senate as well. I mean, how did that influence you or as you continued to pursue, you know, elected office?
When you decide to run for office, but especially when you're moving from one seat to another, you have a real honest conversation with yourself about who do you think will walk this journey with you. And sometimes you're right about the people you think will be there with you, and sometimes you're wrong. And I always tell young candidates, but you'll be surprised both ways. You'll be equally surprised. There will be people that show up and support you that you didn't think would be there. There will also be people you thought would be there who disappoint you. But Lauren Hammond is a person who walked that journey with me. She was an early supporter. She came on strong. She never missed my events. She would call me when she saw my name in a headline, good or bad, either to encourage me to keep going or to congratulate me on work well done. And you just, you know, I've said this to a number of people about her in the last few days, but in this life, no matter what you do, there aren't a lot of people that are interested in the details of everything going on in your world, that they're paying attention to what committee assignments you got or how many votes you got on your bill or whatever it is that's important to you. But for me, Lauren Hammond was one of those people. And I talked to her often. In fact, I talked to her the day before she died. I talked to her the day she died. And I just wasn't ready to say that goodbye, and I'm going to miss her a lot. And in the days and weeks to come, as I think about the changes that are happening in the Senate, she would have been one of the main people I would have been talking to about that. And that's a huge loss for me, but I'm not alone. And I said this, you know, in one of the publications too, that I feel really sorry for the young women on the city council now, Councilmember Vang and Talamantas and Maple, and they lost somebody, too, that they could turn to, that they could ask for help or support or suggestions. And they're getting ready to face a really tough budget and be the first time that most of them have to face a deficit. And it's really important to have someone you can trust that you can talk to. So that list just got a little shorter for all of us.
Well, Councilmember Vang, I want to turn to you. You know, what was your relationship with Lauren Hammond?
Well, first, thank you so much for having me on. And Senator Ashby, I just thank you so much. I know we miss Lauren so much, but I also want to just say thank you to you for your mentorship as well over the years. I'm just so grateful that I actually, that I had the opportunity to be mentored by her. You know, being the first is hard, right? And I think in so many ways, so many of us are the first in our family, in our community. But Lauren really paved the way for so many of us so that we could be here today. And I'm going to miss her. I'm going to miss her a lot. As Senator Ashby said, you know, our list is smaller now because she's no longer here with us. And, you know, the first time I met Lauren was actually through Councilmember Carr, because they were really good friends. And when I decided to run for city council, I actually reached out to her for her support and her blessing, and she didn't hesitate. I think it would have been a really tough decision for her to endorse me too, because I didn't know her up to that point. But she really believed in me and in our heart and hustle, and she stood by my side. And you know, even now, when I was a councilwoman, she would check in on me. That's hard. Like, there's not so many people that do check in on you, right? Maybe they call you if they want something, but Lauren always just called to just check in and make sure that we were all right. Because she's been there before. I think it's been really sad for a lot of us on the city council I think about the conversations I have with Councilwoman Maple and Karina Talamantes and Katie Valenzuela. I think it's hit us all really, really hard because of her service, her mentorship over the years, right? I mean, we've begun to see progress in Sacramento region because of her. We see more women, more elected women of color being able to access spaces where decisions are being made. And a lot of that is because she paved the way for so many of us. I really believe I wouldn't be here today without her love and her support. So many of us, right? Just really, really grateful that I actually had the opportunity to work with her, to be mentored by her, and really hoping that I can continue to do that for others as well.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm hearing from you and also from Senator Ashby is that obviously, you know, Lauren Hammond wasn't just ensuring that she was the first, but that she wasn't the only one. And this transcended well beyond, you know, her own career, helping the careers of other women.
Way beyond her own career. You know, she ran for assembly and unfortunately didn't win. And one of my big laments is I came on the scene just a little too late to help her. I wish I would have got there 1 year earlier, because I think I could have helped her. But she was going it alone, you know, and she had some support, but not like one of us would have now. Not like I got to have, because I had her and Mayor Fargo and Councilmember Vang and Councilmember Talamantes and all of these women that have come here because we're standing on the shoulders of these giants. And I think that Lauren made a choice, right? After she lost her race, she could have walked away and no one would have blamed her. Instead, she dug in deeper and took positions with women's organizations like the National Women's Political Caucus. And that gave her opportunity to prop up the rest of us and continue to support us. She parlayed both her victories and her losses into gains for us.
That's wonderful. Mayor Fargo, I want to get to you. I mean, you served alongside the late council member. How are you remembering her?
Well, certainly I share the same sense of loss that everyone does. And I had also been texting with her the day before she passed away. You know, she was really feisty and a really strong advocate for her district. But she also worked beyond that. And she was a real partner to me on the council once she joined. She had part of what I'm remembering about her is part of why she was so effective is that she was fun and playful and very vibrant and very smart. But she was also willing to help other people on the projects that they had in their districts. And I remember when we were doing retreats on the council and trying to figure out, you know, which parts of the city were going to get the new community centers and libraries. And, you know, we both very much supported Bonnie Pinnell in getting the new library, you know, for the Laguna Valley High Library down there, which initially wasn't getting enough votes from the council. And so we kind of conspired to get enough. But she was one of, and I use the word conspire because she's the kind of person that you could, you know, would not only be able to meet with and work with in a public setting, but then afterwards say, okay, what just happened? And then think about, okay, how do we fix this? You know, how do we get around that? Or how do we, you know, which one of us is going to talk to so-and-so? And she also took on some really tough issues. I mean, she was the first one to bring up putting cameras in police cars. And that was before most places in the nation were doing that. And she brought up the idea of putting, you know, cameras on police officers. And she advocated for arresting the Johns that were soliciting prostitutes rather than the prostitutes. And so she had some, you know, very kind of controversial issues that she was willing to take on and advocate for. But she was just a great partner in working on all these things. And for both of us, after we left public office, I'm kind of the one that dragged her into the National Women's Political Caucus leadership. And she would blame me for that if she was here still. So I have to acknowledge that. But
Mayor Fargo drags us all in, for the record.
But, you know, she did just a great job as the leader of that organization for 4 years. Because she was a woman of color, it opened the door for so many other women of color to join our organization and get more involved in supporting women of any color running for office in the Sacramento region. And I just, you know, I really remember the twinkle in her eye that she got when she had like an idea that she wanted to share, or, you know, a reaction that she had. She just was great, you know. And while we did have one appointed African-American before her, afterwards, we then had Bonnie Pinnell, who had a lot of very similar traits and attributes. But again, we got a lot done. We got a lot done for the city of Sacramento, and she had a lot to do with that.
You know, what I'm learning from the three of you is not only was she effective, you know, but often sometimes with elected positions, you know, it can feel impersonal to constituents and you kind of miss the human element. But she was very much human, and it came with sincerity as well. And that's something that you can't really teach, you know, and she was very effective at that as well.
Right. And she also, you know, she had her priorities right. She, you know, she was very involved with her family. You know, very committed to her family and making sure that she took time for that. Very proud of her alumni status with Sac State. She'd be upset if we didn't mention Sac State, I think, today. you know, she was just a great friend all the way around, both politically and personally. And I'm going to miss her just like the rest of us will.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio, and if you're just joining us, we are joined by State Senator Angelique Ashby, current City Council member Mai Vang, and former Sacramento Mayor Heather Fargo to remember the late trailblazing council member Lauren Hammond, who passed away last week at the age of 68. I would love to talk about the changing face of politics locally. I mean, right now, the Sacramento City Council is majority female. You have 5 out of the 8 seats that are women. In West Sacramento, the entire City Council, including the mayor, are all women. Right. Is this just more of a headline to you, or does that have a deeper meaning to all three of you? Mayor Fargo?
Oh, I think it has a deeper meaning. When I first got on the council in 89, I became the 5th woman in the first time we had, and the only other time we had, a female majority. That lasted for about 2 years, and then I became the only woman on the city council for a couple of years. But I think that there's a lot of people that frankly trust women in politics more than men these days. I think that women have certainly been able to both learn the strategies and techniques of being electable and doing their homework and being ready. And I think that you know, we are more than 50% of the population, and we're certainly more than 50% of the voters. So I think that people are ready to see more women in leadership. And I think that that's reflected both in West Sacramento and Sacramento. Part of it is that people are comfortable with that. And part of it is we have really good candidates. Mm-hmm. So the candidates that are running are ready, they're prepared, they're effective when they get there. And so people are seeing that it's okay to elect women.
You know, Senator Ashby, you've kind of gone through this like ebb and flow where, you know, I think the last time there was a women majority council was like in the late 80s and early 90s. And now we're back. And you talked about how at one point you were the lone female on city council. Is this more of a headline? What kind of meaning does it have for you when you look around and you see that it's drastically different?
It's so much more than a headline. First of all, I spent the majority of my time, I spent 12 years on the Sacramento City Council, and the majority of the time that I was there, I was the only woman. The men rotated. They weren't the same men. They were all different men. Same seats, but different men came through those seats over and over and over again. There was actually a point where I personally said to myself, that's enough. We have got to invest in some of these women that are out there that would be interested in doing these positions, but for whatever reason are not taking that next step. And I went to people like Mayor Fargo, and we started pouring into the Mai Vangs and Karina Talamantes and Katie Maples and Portia Middletons of the world. And I think one thing you'll find is that if you looked at, say, my races back in the, was in 2010, 2009, or you go back to the period of time when Lauren ran or when Mayor Fargo ran, they didn't have as many women to lean on. They had to find men who would be willing to help open some doors for them, or they had to kick it down those doors themselves. And I had to do the same. Now, that's not to say that the current group of women have had every door open for them. They haven't. They still have to kick some in. But there are plenty already off the hinges that Mayor Fargo or Lauren Hammond or myself kicked in for them. And having that network of women to just push for you, it's so helpful. So when I look at Councilmember Valenzuela and Councilmember Talamantes and Maple and Councilmember Vang and Councilmember Kaplan, who now serve as a majority female on there, they have each other. And what's important about that is no two of them are the same. Their politics are not the same. Their backgrounds are not the same. They're not. Their histories are not the same. When you're the only one there, as Mayor Fargo would tell you, and as I can tell you, you have this dubious responsibility of representing all womankind. But there are so many things that I am not. I am not Black. I am not Hmong. I am not a lesbian. I am not old and I am not young. I'm not single. I don't, my life is just my life, right? And there was a great need to have the daughter of immigrant farm workers, to have the daughter of refugees, to have some single people, to have a different generation represented on those dioceses. And it's true in the state Senate as well. There's one Black woman in the California State Senate and one Black man. That is not right. We've never had a female governor. This is the state of California. Hopefully that changes this go round. But those changes don't happen by accident. And they don't happen because of a headline. They happen because the Lauren Hammonds and the Heather Fargos of the world come through and help the Angelique Ashbys and the Mai Vangs.
Councilmember Vang, I know you wanted to chime in as well.
Yeah, well, one, I'm grateful to have Senator Ashby and Mayor Fargo still here with us. And, you know, I know I had shared this with Lauren, and I know she's listening as well. But, given that we have Senator Ashby and Mayor Fargo here with us, I just want to reiterate how much I appreciate their love, their support, and their mentorship. And I'm absolutely proud to be serving alongside the Majority Women Council. I would say, so many of us have already been taking care of our families and our communities for centuries, right? And that as women leaders, we are enough and we have always been ready to lead. But I do believe, though, and Senator Ashby touched upon this as well, really the intersectionality of our multiple identities. That matters because it informs how we govern, how we see the world. And when I think about Lauren Hammond, I think about her identities, her multiple identities of being a woman, being African-American. You know, she brought a perspective for transformative change that needed to happen in our community. And what she brought was also, she also understood like the multiple different perspectives through her own lived experiences. And that's what we need on the city council, right? We need that intersectionality of understanding multiple experiences that can uplift all of our families. I'm just really honored to be serving alongside a majority woman council. But like Senator Ashby said, we're all so different, but we do have each other's back because we know how hard it is just to be in that seat for the people and how hard it took us to get to that moment. And
and how many more doors we still have to knock down, right? And even as a majority woman council, when I speak to young girls, they're still, you know, I can sense that they're still scared and they don't think it's still possible. But when they see folks like Senator Ashby and myself and the majority woman council, it gives them hope. And that's what it's really all about, right? Making sure we lift as we climb and opening all doors for all the little girls out there.
Well, I want to thank all three of you for just giving us a very small glimpse of the force that was Lauren Hammond. Thank you so much for the conversation.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you,
Vicki.
And that is State Senator Angelique Ashby, current City Council member for Sacramento, Mai Vang, and former Sacramento Mayor Heather Fargo. And they are remembering the late trailblazing council member Lauren Hammond, who passed away last week at the age of 68. You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.